Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
Hub Arkush.
This goes back to the decision to make Justin Fields the starter, and I have finally confirmed with enough sources that that direction came from George McCaskey. That was not Matt Nagy's decision.
That goes to the report that was out there, right, about George made the decision to start Justin. That couldn't, you know, there's been some false stuff going on. That couldn't be furthest from the truth.
Thought you'd seen the last of old
Matt Nagy.
Perhaps. Thought the network bigwigs would have sent
Matt Nagy
and his negative Q rating on a slow boat to Shanghai.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
We have to continue to move forward.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What a perfect encapsulation of the Bears just fumbling all over themselves at absolutely every turn when it comes to getting outflanked on all of these the reports that are coming out, none of which I doubt particularly. If you look at the entire body of work and just how disorganized the Bears are organizationally, it really is, it's embarrassing. That performance, that entire football game on Thursday was embarrassing. The sooner we got done with it and moved on with our lives, the better. But everything that's happening up there right now is an example of how not to run a sports team. Hi, how's it going? Hey, Dan Bernstein with you. This is the Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Layla is on vacation. She is going to come back tomorrow. But it's just us today, and we're in that weird time of year. Usually after Thanksgiving, we're sort of in that odd, like, liminal space where, at least for some of us, and it doesn't matter whether we've been on Belmont or an NBC tower or here on the other floor here, it always feels like these 3 weeks of December or the entire month of December, every day feels like an odd Friday for some reason. There's, like, people in the hallways you wouldn't otherwise see, and occasionally somebody comes in with like a Santa hat, and then there's food where there shouldn't be food. So I know these spaces well. We can navigate them perfectly for you as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Looking forward to a conversation with Kevin Fishbane coming up at 10 o'clock. We moved him around because Matt Nagy moved up his press availability today, but he's always horribly late for it, so he'll talk when he talks. After Kevin Fishbane, Matt Spiegel will check in to give us a baseball hit on the latest with the Cubs and the Sox. We're waiting on something, I guess, much more so. I'm waiting much more on the White Sox, because I don't think the Cubs are going to do a damn bit of anything, because they don't want to and probably don't really have to. The White Sox kind of have to and should, and they're not, and I don't know why. They already agreed to one contract that hasn't been finalized yet, of which I am not a big fan. That Kendall Graveman deal. I really understand why you pay that much money to an aging reliever. It's just not the playbook as I understand it, but hey, they can do them, and we'll follow along. Midday Midway at 10:40, Hub Arkush at 11 for a couple of segments, and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the Score listener line. Powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to send an email, that goes to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen live. We stream at 670thescore.com.
Your texting is in the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein if you want to follow me and all the oddities there. Boy, there's some weird people on Twitter. There is also your opportunity to download the Odyssey app, and that's important because that helps you stream the score and control your entire streaming experience on your mobile device. You can interact on Facebook if you're a masochist, and if you want to have fun interacting virtually, you can do that on our Twitch stream. Right now, we have these cameras right here, and there's people already in there in our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. We share things in the chat and our video editors. Today, I think it's Evan Thomas, because Evan Thomas is covered by like a black skull cap and a ski mask, and he's wearing a black fleece with his sleeves pushed up just to show, you know, his arm sleeve tats. And I immediately thought he was about to storm the Capitol. So he told me that he's probably not, that that's not on his agenda today. If he gets around to it, maybe. I think he might. But I was looking, and there's he's got a cattle prod. He's got bear spray. He has zip ties. So if, in fact, we find out later today, apropos of nothing, that Evan Thomas has done the one-man redux of the Capitol uprising, you'll know you were warned here first.
See, I thought that's he had all that stuff because he knew he was going to be in a room with me for a couple minutes.
That's automatic. That's just the prep kit.
Yeah. Okay. Cattle prod especially.
I'm trying. Stop it. So yeah, he's going to hand things off to Connor O'Donnell a little bit later, but I think he has everything in full space command on that. You heard the voice of Rick Camp, our executive producer. Mike Rankin is our Miami sound machine, and we have the Mexicutioner. Do we? Was he here? I thought I saw him. Yeah, I saw Ray floating around doing the things that he does. Yeah, just not having bears on Sunday was just fabulous. It's like a weight is lifted, and I go about my Sunday routine because I'm an old man, and I'm setting my ways. You know, you wake up whenever, you do the Tribune jumble, you do a Sudoku, you do the Tribune word game, bunch of puzzles, a bunch of hot coffee, you nibble. And I do the thing where I open the refrigerator door multiple times to make food appear, because if there isn't food in there, if you open and close it enough, the friction of the door creates food, apparently, because I convince myself of that, because I get a full like brain erase, and I'll open the fridge and go, nothing, old string cheese, no. And I close it, and then not 30 seconds later, I'll go back in and open it, like, let's see what we have now. Still string cheese. Nah, string cheese, you know, and then everything ends up just fine. So, I start to think about settling into a bear's experience, and it's just not there, and everything's wonderful, because God, they don't know. Every time Matt Nagy tries to answer a question, it's seriously like, what was the music? What was the show? Not The Amazing Race, but the cartoon with like Muttley and all of the Hanna-Barbera characters. And it was a parody or a pastiche of the movie The Great Race. Whatever that music is plays in my head every time Matt Nagy talks, because he just steps all over everything. And it's unbelievably unconvincing every time he opens his mouth. And that place is just leaking.
Wait, he's Sideshow Bob?
I'm stepping
on rakes.
Wacky Races.
Wacky Races. I hear the music from Wacky Races because it's just every time. What are you talking about? Well, that wasn't really true, he can't even get the denial out without tripping over his tongue. And I understand why Biggs is starting to get edgy, because if I were there, like on that beat every day, dealing with all that crap, and once you know when it gets this leaky, and people, leaks don't really start until people know change is coming, and then it's agendas, and it's ass covering, and it's narratives, and it's, so you didn't hear this from me, but hey, you know, if it goes public and you say I said it, I'll deny saying it. We've all been there before. Anybody who's been a reporter has gotten all, this is how these things happen. And when you start seeing whether it's, you know, Scaramucci or Omarosa or whoever it is who they know they're there for a little while, then they're on the way out, then they're going to write a book. That's the way the bears are operating right now. And that's sort of that is with every time they get somebody in front of a microphone. It's the best way to always understand the Bears is they don't know what they don't know. And even if they think that they say, well, now we've got a plan, that we're going to sit in a room, we're going to come up with this plan, and this is going to get us where we need to go. By the time they're at that point, some part of it already has been screwed up. And that's where we are. That's how you get a game like the Lions game. That game pissed me off. That was a waste of our time. That just made us, that was 3 hours of our lives we will never get back.
Not a fan of the 9-minute drive killer at the end of the game?
Then it's over and you're like, like, what the hell was that?
Go Bears.
What did we just do?
So was that the 3rd and 32 of games?
How many of those were there? Like how many screenshots were there? The 3rd and 32. It's like, did we just do this? Did this just happen? And poor Dan Campbell, he's trying. He means well.
I appreciate that.
He's trying. He is. He's just bad, and his team is bad.
Did you see his face when he called the second time out and he realized what he did after it was explained to him?
And they came out like, dude, yeah, you can't do that. And then my thing would be like, well, then don't grant me the timeout because you're not supposed to. And apparently they're not. I don't understand this. We need our own referee expert to come into the booth and explain. You're not allowed to take consecutive timeouts. If you attempt to, the officials are told to ignore your attempts. Apparently until the attempts get just too convincing. It's like, really? You really want a timeout, coach? Guess what? Fine. Here's your timeout. Here's your flag. You wanted it that bad. I gave it to you, and now you're penalized for it.
Do you remember when Rex Grossman tried to do that, and Musa Muhammad was like, no, you can't. Do you remember that?
well, that was usually... It was Musin Muhammad's job to get people lined up in the right direction who weren't otherwise coached, because Devin Hester would be facing the wrong way. It would be like the scene in Anchorman. Where like, Brick, get over here. What are you doing over there? Heine. It's like, no, Brick. Because Musin used to do that with Devin on a lot of occasions.
Bernard Berry, and how'd you get a grenade?
Well, I think you should go to you may want to lay low for a while. go to a safe house or something. That escalated quickly. But there was there are always rules of thumb when it comes to the Bears. And when you start thinking like, well, they planned this and they didn't plan that. No, just always assume that they don't know what they don't know, and it makes your Bears experience that much easier. We got to hear from Matt Nagy and just the way some of this was handled. Now, we're going to have some fresh Nagy sound coming up in just a bit, and Kevin Fishbane at the top of the hour, but Bears have themselves quite a weekend. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is the Bernstein and Rahimi Show. You have the score.
Over the weekend, after the dust settled, did your bosses contact you about all that happened, say they felt bad about it? Did they contact you, Coach?
We had great conversations throughout. I think, you know, after the win, we all came home and were able to enjoy some time with family and get away, players and coaches, everybody. Now the single focus is on Arizona, you know. So I think as we go through those distractions that we went through last week, I thought the guys did a great job of handling all that, you know, putting that aside and being able to go play a good football game. The communication between everyone in this building has been good. And so I think that's all we focus on. And now it's, we get back in it this morning and got a great test here against Arizona. And that's what we'll be focused on this morning.
Oh, goodness.
That was playing a good football game. I'd hate to see a bad one if that was a good one. Yikes. That was Matt Nagy with our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM this morning. Josh Liss and Pat Cassidy, as always, talking to Matt Nagy. And even though the Bears won that game, it didn't stop the Fire Nagy chant from bubbling up at the Blackhawks game. And that now has become, it's a meme more than anything else. That's just like a Save Ferris kind of thing now, where, right, everybody's got anybody with a marquee or anybody using a finger on a dusty car in a garage is just writing that because that's the thing to write that's top of mind, apparently. And it's not going to stop. And the Bears, they probably don't know it or appreciate it. But a little bit of breaking news before we get to some Nagy sound here. The Dallas Cowboys have a COVID outbreak. According to Adam Schefter, there are up to 8 positive tests so far in Dallas, including head coach Mike McCarthy. So more on that as events warrant, and I don't think that they will be the last of those as everything is happening. So I thought we'd listen back for just 3 minutes of silliness that we got on Friday as the Bears are trying to manage their way through what is now a very leaky ship. And it's Matt Nagy generalizing. The jumping off point was talking about how he's currently managing his quarterback situation.
But in the total picture, has the dynamic been a little more challenging than maybe you would have thought in March or May or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Is it just
no? Because I don't think you know what you don't know what's going to happen when you have a plan and you set the plan and you knew what that plan was. And again, like that goes to that goes to the report that was out there, right? About there was a report out there that George made the decision to start. To start Justin, that couldn't, you know, there's been some false stuff going on. That couldn't be furthest from the truth. You know what I mean? So, like, that goes kind of that question. When you have a plan and you know what the plan is, and you go with it. And here we are where Andy got hurt. Justin comes in. Justin's the starter. Justin gets hurt. When Justin's back to being healthy, he's back in. And when you have that plan, you stick to it, and you don't look back. And so I just think that, I think we can all – and this is kind of what we've talked about with our team and with our coaches is, yeah, the last 72 hours was kind of crazy, right? And I think we've all learned. I know we all inside this building have learned that, things can be said and are said and can be a little bit blown out of proportion. The abrupt meeting that was canceled, that's another one that's. You know, just to be extremely clear on that, and this probably will help you all out when I tell you. So when you have a walkthrough practice, right, and a short week, typically you have a Wednesday and Thursday on a normal week, a Wednesday and Thursday practice. As y'all know, we have a walkthrough in the morning, and you have practice in the afternoon full speed, and then you have post-practice meetings for 45 minutes with your position coaches. When you have a short week or a Thanksgiving week, you morph a Thursday and Friday together as a practice, and they were all walkthrough practices. So what happens is the part of – on Fridays, you don't have post-practice meetings. There's none. Well, that was a Friday practice for us on that Tuesday. That's a Friday practice. So on the schedule, it had post-practice meetings, which was an error. It was not supposed to be on the schedule. So just so you guys understand the big picture, before I talked to the team, I made it in a joking way, let them know, hey, you guys know today's a Friday practice. There's no post-practice meetings on a Friday. And also, don't forget to pack your travel bags. And then I talked to the team. So the abrupt meeting that was canceled because I'm getting fired is to a point of, like, you can't make that. I mean, it's almost comical. You can't make that up. So I think, like, I just think that there's three things. Now, is this going to stop? No, it's probably going to continue. There's still going to be rumors that happen. But as long as we understand, as players and coaches and everyone in this building, what's real and what the truth is, then we're okay.
All right, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but you're still getting fired. Right? I mean, whatever, dude. Fine. Whatever you want. I know Brad Biggs rolled his eyes at that whole thing and is standing by what he said. Hub Arkish with multiple sources that told him. And if you go back and actually really look at how that decision went down and what a whipsaw it was for that announcement, it explains everything. He's standing by his report as well. Hub's been at this for 50 years, and Biggs has been at this for 30 years, and they've been through any number of coaches and general managers and everybody else, and they'll be here when all the next coaches and general managers are here too, and they've seen everybody come and go. So whatever. It was there, but that was a mistake. Obviously, someone had written it there. I don't know who did, but whoever's in charge of writing the schedule, we're going to fire that person immediately because I don't know why it was written on there. That's not supposed to be, because it's a Thursday, and that morphs into a Friday, and then nobody gets fired.
I never heard any of that.
Right. That's the baby Trestman starter.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Just. And by the way, what the hell is going on with Elijah Wilkinson of the COVID list? How many times do you get? He's been on the COVID list six times. Is there more than one Elijah Wilkinson? And obviously unvaccinated, but like, has he had COVID multiple times now? This is the guy you got to investigate. Forget the Omicron variant. Is it somebody? My wife said it was Omicron. I'm not doing Omicron.
No,
sorry,
no. It's Omicron.
I don't care if it is Omicron. I ain't doing no Omicron. I can tell you that right now. Also, I didn't know this.
So you're saying I'm not doing it?
I'm not doing that. You want your mind absolutely blown right now? So if you're standing, sit down. If you're driving, just take a deep breath and make sure you're concentrating. How about this? And I didn't know this, and I'm a word guy, and I never knew this until I saw this on Twitter. And I don't care. I don't think somebody's making it up because it makes too much sense, and I don't care because it's awesome. Omicron is small o. Omega is a big O. O, mega. O, micron. Mega, big. Micron, small. Whoa. How about that?
That's like the Leonard Hamilton's age of Greek letter stuff.
But that is, right? O, mega, omega. O, micron, small o. Omicron. How about it? Like, I am thinking, now that's a thing. That might have made my weekend when you think about it. I mean, Michigan, Ohio State was fun, but learning that little thing was really super cool. But yeah, so Elijah Wilkinson, I think every week, there may not be an Elijah Wilkinson, that they just created this sort of abstract concept of a guy they can keep putting on under COVID protocol.
Can they name the NFL COVID list the Elijah Wilkinson list?
Well, that's what he's always on it. You okay? I don't know. I'm feeling bad again. I don't know if I got COVID again. Is he always a close contact of whoever has it? And at this point, even if you were like a virulently anti-vax idiot, even if you were, I don't want to get them transmitters. Even if you were, you would still at this point be like, oh, look, I don't want to go on the list again. Like, I'll do it just to avoid being that guy again.
Because I kind of like football.
I'd rather go do my job instead of sitting home and watching The Price is Right and eating cream of wheat. Although, you know, that's not necessarily a bad day either. All right, Matt Nagy has spoken. He didn't really say anything today. Apparently, there was a lot of gobbledygook about the offensive line and not saying anything about Roquan Smith and his hamstring and all of that. So that paves the way for Kevin Fishbane to give us wisdom, perspective, and context, which we desperately need when it comes to the mess that has been the Chicago Bears. So he will join us next. It's the Bernstein and Rahimi Show. I'm Dan Bernstein. Layla is expected to come back tomorrow. I hope there's no travel snags, but we're looking forward to welcoming her back tomorrow on The Score.
We're going to have a team that's selfish and undisciplined.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.